It's Fat Tuesday, and all day long, people have flocked to a tiny bakery in northwest Philadelphia. Their sights are set on a special kind of donut made only once a year. NPR's Netta Ulaby got in line.
Faschnacht means feast night in German, and Faschnacht donuts have kind of a cult following here in Philadelphia. Hegeli's Bakery makes them only 2 days a year, and on Fat Tuesday, the line starts forming around 4 a.m. Customer Joe Blosch says getting up early is worth it.
It's the best donuts around.
Tell me about it. I've been coming here about 20 years.
Alice Duckowitz grew up eating Faschnacht donuts in her Polish-German family. Traditionally, these donuts were a way for people to empty out their cupboards before Lent, says Cheryl Hegeli. She's one of the bakery's co-owners.
Sometimes called a butter sponge donut or a butter donut because of the cream that's in it.
Hegeli's Bakery has been open for 90 years. Since Sunday, three generations of Hegeli's have been working 18-hour days, flipping, frying, and rolling Faschnacht donuts in sugar. Cheryl Hegeli admits she has no idea how many they sell.
We see thousands of customers come through the door. They're all walking out with more than one box.
How many are you buying?
I'm buying three. I eat half of them before I get home. Always did. Can't wait for the coffee.
Customer Alice Duckowitz says she knows what makes these donuts special.
The dough, I guess. The dough. It's different. Different than regular donuts.
She's right, says Cheryl Hegeli. High gluten flour gets these donuts their airy structure, even though they're packed with cream and eggs. The dough's rolled out in 16-pound sheets and sliced, still by hand.
Normally, you would never have a dough with that much heavy cream in it. It would collapse. So it's a two-part dough. So in order to make every donut, you're actually using two doughs put together, a sponge dough and a donut dough.
These labor-intensive donuts would not work, says 87-year-old Richard Hegeli, if he was not making them with his son and grandkids, who have the process down.
All you have to do is nod to somebody and look, point down. They know what that they have to do now, you know.
Hegeli got the recipe from his father, who immigrated from Germany after World War I and opened up this corner bakery crammed with jelly rolls, butter cookies, and cheesecake. This is Philadelphia. But today, nobody wants anything but Faschnacht donuts.
A dozen and a half, but only two counted.
After the last donut is sold today, the Hegelis will go straight to bed, but their rest will not last long. Already, says Cheryl Hegeli, the family is soaking currants in preparation for making hot cross buns for Easter. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.